The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. I say we're going to see churches here, but this ministry will lead to inspiring resurrection of churches. Remember, see, it's not just a minister in eternal life. You are not just that localized. Today, what the Lord says I should do is releasing you to the body. It's high time for you to be released to the body. He told me you're almost 60 years as I was sitting down, and that things have turned. Then they'll begin to bring things according to your age in the physical. It's high time for the anointing for the next phase of your ministry to fully rest. Now, what God has done through you in the past is He has used you to build. He has built you up. He has laid foundation. You have the foundation of the apostle and prophets in you. Christ is there being the chief cornerstone. You have also experienced a house of building in the Lord. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. And now you are undergoing a process ready to be completed. An habitation of God through the Spirit. And that's what has delayed the manifestation of this work. Is building, 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 building. Hallelujah. We are commissioned by heaven not just to spread without bringing upon the earth the very influence of heaven. Amen. If we horizontally spread as what people call success, hallelujah, there is no way we'll bring the Son of God here on earth. We're supposed to rise higher and higher and hold the head. We are holding the head and dragging Him here. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. I, for one, Reverend Kayode Oyegoke, was raised by Jesus to bring Jesus back. Amen. I'm not saying you should believe me. If you like, don't believe me. But what I'm saying is, heaven knows what I'm saying. I had a house there, Dosunte, Olotasa, Yome Feruna, Mokun, Alakun Kose, Penusi, Aruraja, Adaraja, Etu Soda, Nanukule, Alasia, Moho, Emofau Satana. Don't interpret that. An angel is here already.
How Shamaya postal.
Yes.
Postal.
Uh-huh.
Apostle.
Yes. Ah.
Apost.
Ah.
Apost. Apostle.
Yeah.
Even man in my post. I am man in my post.
Yeah.
I am man in even the post of my apostleship. Even to bring Jesus. Even to bring birth. Bring birth. But purposes. Even purposes that will bring Jesus back. Even bring Jesus. Bring Jesus. Bring Jesus. Bring Jesus. I'm even for to bring Jesus. Bring Jesus back to the earth. Bring Jesus back to man. Bring Jesus even from the realm of the invisibility, even to the visibility, even that man will know and that man will see. Even Jesus. I am that spirit, even that apostolic spirit. Yea, on my servant. To do nothing but to bring Jesus. Everything that I have been sent, even put upon Coyote to do, is to bring Jesus.
We shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. All of you are not saying hallelujah. I can't be talking hallelujah. Amen. Jesus has not been around in this city. He's about to come to Akure. Jesus wants to come to Akure. He wants to touch Akure. I'm saying that to you. Jesus is coming. Jesus has come to Lagos. Hallelujah. And he's living with me in Lagos. Shout hallelujah. Jesus is in Ondo. 1992 or so. He told me a long time before I met anybody here. He told me the word was that he's in Ondo. A long time ago. He's in Ondo. I have to come to Ondo town to get to connect where Jesus was. I'm telling you a mystery of Jesus' movement. Because I was an apostle in Ondo teaching Jesus. Hallelujah. I met him teaching Jesus. 2000, the topic of the conference there, power conference, was what's that? The Son of God. And he taught about the genetic code of Jesus. Yes, I remember the first meeting that night. Reverend Akinola taught about the genetic nature of the Word of God. Amen. That was where I met with him. Shout hallelujah. We began to build Jesus back. It was necessary. It was through Reverend Henley. So my wife, hallelujah, was a daughter of prophecy to connect me to Ondo. Until there was a whole lot of war. Then the Lord said, preserve the seeds. He said, preserve them. And quickly I rally around his very seed that has capacity to build house. The very vision of God is that the habitation of God should be built. It should be found in this state. And that's the vision. And a whole lot of preachers, listen to me. That's why you have to be focused when building. Can't endure the discipline of raising the house. There's a whole lot of sacrifice in building the house. Check where Reverend read today. I will just be talking, then we'll pray. Where Reverend read concerning the building of the house of God, the habitation of God, the house of glory. Amen. And the day they laid the foundation of the house and raised the altar and sanctified it. Letter came from Persia under the decree of Artaxerxes that the building should discontinue. Then he took Haggai and Zechariah, who were prophesying to Joshua, the son of Josedek, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. Not so? And you can see the personal prophecy to them. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. The personal prophecy to them was, you can see in Zechariah especially, Zechariah was more detailed to persons of the house, of those who have the house take hold. And chapter 3 of Zechariah, I'm saying something. It was a vision of Zechariah to heaven. Saw Joshua, the son of Josedek. Hallelujah. That was a breakthrough. I call it a breakthrough vision. God's own intervention. He said, listen, listen. Amen. Zechariah, my son. He said, I saw Joshua, the son of Josedek, clothed with field garment. And Satan was there to resist him. Hallelujah. Was standing to resist him. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Satan and said, the Lord rebuked thee. The Lord that chose Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is it not a brand plucked out of fire? Is it not a brand plucked out of fire? Then the angel said, and said, take out the field garment, clothing with change of raiment, and put upon him the fair metal made up of silver and gold. They put it upon Joshua, the son of Josedek, and told him, listen to me, I will bring the man whose name is the branch, who will build my temple, and who will sit in the house of my temple, and bear the glory. He will bear the glory. That was when Zechariah saw another high priest of a greater order. He saw a standing priest, but he saw another priest who will sit in his temple. And he said, between the king and the priestly ministry, he said, the council of peace shall be between them both. That was a breakthrough. Then chapter 6 show him another vision of the plumet. Hallelujah. So showing the prophecy of the candlesticks with a bow. Hallelujah. And the horns and the pipes of the candlesticks and the olive trees on either side emptying their oil of gold into the candlestick. And the angel of the Lord asking, what means this? I know not. Now knowest. Hallelujah. He said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, telling, it is not by power, it is not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, that this mountain shall be removed, and it shall bring forth an headstone, shouting, grace, grace unto it. I say, we're in a crucial season. How many of you say that with me? I'm not hearing you. It's like Reverend tapped into my spirit and was reading out what I was about to say. God told me the same thing while I was sitting down here. Is that this building is coinciding with the season of the revelation of God's habitation through the Spirit in man. Listen, listen to me, listen. There is no way you have an insight into the secret of building the house of God without that house being in place. There must be engineering of it. There must be a practicality of it. No, there's no way they will open your eyes, because eyes have not seen, nor hear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of the things which God has prepared for those who love them. Shout hallelujah. 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 I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. He said, by wisdom and houses be by understanding it is established. He said, but how be it we speak wisdom with them that are perfect? Shout hallelujah. He said, no, not the wisdom of this world, not the princes of this world, which come to naught. But we speak wisdom in the spirit, even the hidden wisdom, which God hath ordained. He said, the prince of this world knew, they were not at what, sir? The Lord of glory. So you can see a wisdom meant for our glory. That wisdom Everyone say wisdom. Shout it, every one of you. I want everybody to say amen.
Amen.
Those who want this house, I want you to say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
I want you to say it again.
Wisdom.
Hidden wisdom.
Hidden wisdom.
What is it for? Hidden wisdom is for the house. That is the, those are the silver and gold. The very silver and gold. That's what characterized, that's the vision of 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Nugget, wisdom, extract, material for the building of the house. Not so, sir. 2 Corinthians, majorly the work in 2 Corinthians, is the covenant in the house. Is the secret of the covenant of the house. Or the testament that is supposed to abide in the house. And that's the whole book of Hebrew. I'm just saying to you, all I'm seated there, that's what the Lord was showing me. Is that the whole book of Hebrew. Building first, then covenant second. Hebrew chapter 1, building. Chapter 2, building. Chapter 3, building. Chapter 4, building. Chapter 5, talking about building. Chapter 6 is a fulcrum. Chapter 7, the covenant. Chapter 8, meeting with the mediator of the covenant to make covenant. Now, you know, if you don't have capacity to make covenant, you won't, sir. They will introduce covenants with you. So, of course, there can never be a covenant without blood. Because it is what the blood says, the high priest writes. That seals the house. Is what the blood is saying, the high priest writes in our soul. All I'm saying to you, shout hallelujah. This house is a house of divine wisdom. What has Reverend Busiu come to do in Akure? To come and build divine man. Oh, you don't? Do you get me? What did I just say, every one of you? Shout it again. I wouldn't tell you what I saw when I stay here. I saw multitudes in red. Multitudes in red. And I don't want to make you talk how large it is. All of them red. And when I woke up, I asked God, what's the meaning of red? He said, they won life. They have won life, as meaning they are wearers of eternal life. Shout hallelujah. He said, they have made life their garment. You would teach until men become red. That's just, you will preach until men become red. I want to tell you something here. What God is instituting today here, what we are laying a cornerstone for, is not a child's play. Amen. It's not ministry, God are the days, my ministry, that is low. Your ministry is low. Your ministry is nothing. It is his ministry. Is what it does with ministry. Shout hallelujah. Do you agree with me? Hebrew chapter 8. Of the things which you have spoken. This is the sum. Yes, sir. A minister of the sanctuary.
And of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched. And not man.
Yeah.
For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer.
Yes, sir.
For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest.
Yeah.
Seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law.
Now, what Jesus is saying is that offer there is not what Jesus used in purging our blood on the throne. When he ascended upon high, he purged our sins and sat down. Now, he purged the sins on the altar. Jesus had poured sins on the altar. This type of sin. This is not the kind of sin they forgive you when you got born again, when you repent from. This is not even sins against Christ. These are sins against God. One knowledge that is taken away from church is to restore church back to Leviticus. We should understand offerings and sacrifices. A New Testament pattern. An high priest will not cease to offer. So this man has something to offer. He didn't just offer once and said that he still wants to offer. He's still in the business of offering. If he's not an high priest, if he's an high priest, then why? Not so, sir. Someone says, okay, what he did, has he not affected saints? He had done that to the altar because offering is in two faces. The altar and the people. Both the people and the altar must be purged according to the law. So Jesus, 2,000 years ago, went to heaven, purged the sins. What is these sins? And what are these sins? These sins are the thing that delay us from becoming an habitation of God through the Spirit. These are the things. So those sins they refer to here, we don't even know them. They are higher than our wisdom. So we need divine wisdom to see them and avoid them. Like the comforters of Job told Job, one of them, not so pastor, he told Job and said to him, acquaint thyself with him, be at peace. Not so? You can see sanctuary. Not so? Be at peace, be a sanctuary. Receive, I pray thee, words from his mouth. Lay up his words in thy heart. Not so? Then thou shalt be built up. Not so, sir? Then thou will be able to put, not sins, iniquity. It means without building. You can't put iniquity far away from your tabernacle. And where do we get the words from? God, who has sundry times in diverse manner spake in time past, but has spoken to us in these last days through his Son. What the Son is saying to us, that's what Reverend Busui is being connected to. And this is what will sprinkle Akure. Amen. So what is in your mouth can sprinkle nations. What they have given to you is not ordinary. The gift you have found is not ordinary. Akure is too small. Or war, where I came from, or where people need to be sprinkled. Shout hallelujah. I don't have anointing for that land. And I thank God that they didn't bring you to Lagos. Because, listen, if they bring you, these people will have been forgotten. There's a whole lot of people in Ondo State that need help. I just want to tell you, there is one love of God for Ondo people. If you ask me, what is the destiny of Ondo people? Building. It's building. Oh, sorry. They love what, sir? Building house. They are crazy. Hallelujah. They are like the Igbos in times of building. Ondo man worship building. Now they have to worship rebuilding. So through this ministry, God is going to amplify the voice of this word in you. Are you hearing me? Many voices will be shut down here. Then people will be willing. I said, people will be what, sir? Willing. Now, people are not willing, but people will be willing. But people are about to be willing. What you did in Ondo is diking into Akure. God has built the youth. Ondo town was just a preparative place. If you can break through in Ondo, you know Ondo is not easy. On those topology, they are dangerous. The spirits in Ondo are not ordinary, the ancient spirit. They are Arubu kind of spirit. Hallelujah. Not so, Pastor Reverend Ken. Amen. In what do you call this? Call your phone here. This network was working everywhere in Ondo. There was trouble because there are altars, mountains that are stopping it. They couldn't operate. Am I going to get into it? It was difficult for a long time to break the way the city is designed. The city was designed to break through with Ondo. Archbishop Benson in the house came and said, I didn't have breakthrough in Ondo. Because it's not immediate sudden hammer anointing that can break Ondo. The way the topology looks like, they have to bring an apostle, a very slim, tall man who have endurance to teach for 2 years every day. He kept teaching 2 years. He told me. He said, I taught for 2 years every day. No choir, nothing, but they are just teaching in the same place. He taught for 2 years every day and prayed for 5 years every day. An evangelist does not have that kind of time. What about 1 month fasting, then do crusade? But this one is not 1 month fasting. It's not even fasting. It's a process of handling a spirit. But I can't tell you that war is not finished. Then God has to raise them to begin to lay upon Jesus, the Christ, on Christ God. That's a work. It's all apostolic mission. And it's on a high octave right now. Are we shouting amen?
Amen.
Why is it that I was seeing the future of this work? God grant me grace to embrace it, to smell it, to see how beautiful it will look like. And as it's been said today, so shall it be.
Amen.
I am announcing, what I'm announcing is my announcement today is the purpose of this house. A lot of grounds are in Akure. A lot of Christians they've been born again for 20, 30 years. They've never been built. Pastors have used them. Ministry have used them. Hallelujah. They are used to build their vision, not God's house. Many precious stones that are supposed to be used to raise God's people and raise people for God to come. Satan is in a warfare. Listen, how will Satan win war? Make sure God does not have something that looks like an habitation here. Anytime somebody is serious to build for God, attack comes. Sense knowledge attack. Humanism come to attack. What is this guy doing? This one is not knowing that the expertise of building God's house takes a lot. That's why you see, I'm not doing ministry the way ministry is being set. What I'm doing is that I am on a project of one man. I'm interested in one man. Reverend, it's a great honor to bring one person to Nigeria. To bring the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's not by prayer. It's not by prayer. He won't come by prayer. He cometh when he sees his sanctuary. He said, the Lord whom you seek and you desire shall suddenly come into his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant. And he shall come. We shall abide when he cometh. When he appears, he shall be like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. Hallelujah. And he will purge the sons of Levi with what? As silver and gold. He will purge them as silver and gold. I want to bold to say to you that Jesus has found silver and gold. He has found silver in Nigeria. Oh, you don't believe what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
It's not easy to find silver anywhere in the world. Yes, but in Nigeria, Jesus found silver. I've not seen silver in every other nation. I've traveled to a degree. To find silver, it's not easy to get silver. Silver is full Christ. The silver is the godly man. And those are the ones that can receive the minister of the true tabernacle, who will minister in the sanctuary first, and refine the sons of silver and present them into the house of glory. Sons of silver become silver and gold. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All of us must shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
that they may learn to offer up what's an offering in righteousness, which is acceptable to God. So Jesus has come to teach us how to offer. TikTok, help me read, sir. I'm almost finishing.
Verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God,
yes, sir,
when he was about to make the tabernacle.
This is where the problem is. Go ahead.
For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount.
That is why, you see, before God can raise a man to copy pattern, you have to destroy pattern in that man. Because every man will go according to his pattern. Every man is a pattern. So when God first sees you and you want to be useful to him to do something worthwhile, something heavenly, something real, something constructive, he will destroy your pattern and institute his own. So you can't be taken up to the mountain of vision to see the pattern. Sir, to see the pattern is to have a vision of how the house looks like. To see a blueprint of what the house is all about. Can I say something to you? All of us must shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am not boasting. I'm not boasting. I am seeing the house in the spirit. If I'm not seeing it, I will not be preaching it. An apostle, a true apostle, should know this is not a house. This is the house. And you should build according to pattern. A true apostle does not compromise. One thing with apostolic spirit is this. Listen, is that someone whom Jesus raised is bound by an oath. I'm a very wonderful person. God, everybody knew, those who are around me, when I mean wonderful, I won't hold you on certain sins. But there is one sin I don't. My wife knows. What is the sin, sweetheart?
Don't compromise pattern.
It's pattern. It's my taboo. I can't swallow it. I don't know how to swallow it. Compromise. 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 And every time when the temptation comes, I see Jesus looking at me. I can't. I see color white. He said, you want me to call it blue? It's impossible. Let's die. There is a deep jealousy in me for me not to take badger skin and put what, sir? Instead of badger skin, I now put tent on the outside that is used for building the outer court. Badger skin is for covering the ark. It's okay, this one, let's mount it on the ark. It's not right, sir. That's sacrilege. All going into the temple, offering strange fire. Now, you must have the uncompromising nature to God's nature. God can't compromise. Please, I tell you, I beg you. Make sure, Moses, you see it, you do it. What's that? The same thing he told Noah. Is it the vision of the ark? Make sure you do it according to what, sir? It's a warning. Sorry, sir. When you are not a man who can copy what God has shown, you are not fit for his work.
Verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry.
Oh my God. So you can see this man has ministry. And your reverend has talked to you about it several times. Jesus has what?
Obtained.
Say it again.
Obtained.
All of us are not saying. What kind of ministry are we doing on earth? If the head of the church is doing a more excellent job. So what of us, what are we doing, sir? What people call ministries, quick rising of a building. Ah, it is just, what you call church? ministry and prosper. Building is enjoying. Stones are taking part in glory and souls are dying. Real stones are not being given to men. Is it my joy for preaching can never be equated or be taken for the joy for building? I have joy in building people. And that's where my strength comes from. Now, to build house is not where my joy lies. And look at me, there's a one funny nature I have. Oh. Everybody say amen. When I see the building, I will enjoy it with you. But what I'm just saying is that I will enjoy what God has provided. But what God wants us to be, I can't compromise it. This is the word of the Lord unto you, Reverend. It is time. God is going to enlarge you. I see you. God is going to open you up and stretch you. You will have many dangerous sons who will come here. I'm sorry that I am including that in the prophecy. I just need to prepare your head. But God has given you a type of wisdom to remove nature from man. God will put on you the anointing to deal with Onesimus. I'm talking, you know, Onesimus who ran from Philemon. You know who Onesimus was? Onesimus was a dangerous man. Philemon couldn't handle him. In fact, he ran and dealt with Philemon. He must have taken some very precious thing from Philemon. And then Paul met with him. I don't know how God pushed him, cornered him under the apostolic guidance and power. That character change. That character, that man changed. He's a different man now. I send him back to you. And anything he has done, put it on my own account. He's a good man now. I'm talking about nature that will stick to men. Some people enter ministry, they will begin to be afraid. I say, the demon this one carries is not ordinary. Lord, how can I endure this? I tell someone that how can we drive this one away? God will say, no, I brought him here to be saved. He's your son. Ah, Lord, I don't like this kind of sons. Sons that will almost kill you. I say, God will say, endure him. One, my wife kept telling me, this guy is a gift. I say, what? What gift? He said, you are giving up on this guy. And you don't understand, though. I told someone, I said, please watch him for me. They say, I should not worry the reverend. After a while, I saw Onesimus changing. Yeah. Reverend, don't worry, sir. I said, don't worry. Amen. Many people will come here, men with riches. They will come here. They will have money. They will come. Amen. Later on, they will be taught to bow to Jesus. God will give you spirit. God has placed spirit upon you to actually break nature, break configuration. The spirit of Jeremiah is upon you to root out, to uproot. Are you getting me? Then to institute, then to establish, and both to plant. I am not condemning ministry, so I'm just announcing something at an octave that I'm seeing God's work. Everything God has done here is fantastic. But I'm talking about the desire of the nation. I'm talking about octave, something God's expectation. Akure, rejoice. Because heaven has come to visit you. Lydia has been queen. Lydia has been trying. Lydia has been talking. Lydia has been preaching. Lydia has been, we understand, she came to prepare a way for her father. But this is a ministry more than Lydia. Lydia, I'm sure you are thanking God. The demons are terrible that are here. Spirits are wicked. I can see them. Every spirit has a number. Every spirit has a number. There is a spirit here in Akure. It's different from Ondo. The spirit in Ondo is a very stubborn spirit. The spirit in Akure seems to be okay, but the spirit will refuse you. I'm sensing the spirit. There's no way you can force that spirit to do anything. If he wants to do anything, he wants to do anything. Just like, listen to me. And he can be very polite. Ondo tells you his own, but the spirit here is a nice spirit. What did I say, sir? Say it after me. Is a nice spirit that has cultured people who doesn't like disturbance. Somehow they are set in their ways, but they are coming to disturb them. Reverend, sir. Reverend, sir. You are anointed. So I can see, I see anointing on you. I'm seeing it. The lamb has anointed. Oshio.
Father, for I'm an apostle upon you, apostle spirit, for you are coming, even an apostle to Akure, even an apostle, apostle, with the might of an apostle, with the strength of an apostle, with the power of an apostle, with the anointing of an apostle of Jesus, anointing an upper spirit, even as a father, for you father ministers, for many ministers will soon come, even to take solace, even under this fatherly spirit, even this apostolic spirit. New mercy, for greater prosperity of the apostolic spirit.
Shout hallelujah. There is something in my spirit that my soul is joyful about, which I don't want to actually be I don't want to lose focus of it. I want to say it again. God wants to do something in Akure. It is an ancient prophecy. It is an ancient prophecy. When I mean prophecy, not until somebody prophesy. Prophecy is what God determined before the foundation of the world. The purpose of this space, this land is extremely virgin to me. They've not taken this land. I don't want to open my mouth so that I won't offend people. This land is virgin. The land is virgin. God is showing me priestly age. Yes. He says, Levites will stop walking at the age of 60. Priests don't stop walking. Because out of them, you get high priest. Nothing stops high priest except death. Meaning a high priest can be up to 100. Then the Lord said to me, he said, Busu is entering into rest. Rest is death for Levites. But for a priest, the death of a Levite is the beginning of a priest. So before natural death occur, a priest is operating in the sanctuary. That's how he escapes death. Am I communicating to you? So by time, instead of expiring where? In the sanctuary, because death can still catch up with you. Now the way to beat that is to move from one tabernacle to another. I see God tells me he's entering rest. I have to bring him to rest. You're already, before God, you're already in 60 years old. You are past 55. I think I'm right. So you're approaching 60. So they are making preparation for you, for your rest. Not physical death. Lest any of you begin to fear. No, 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 I'm not. He can't die. It's not possible. And there are certain things that doesn't happen. It's not a maybe, a yeah, it can't happen. When you're handling covenant, certain things should not occur to you. Certain things should not happen to you. It's not possible. Even when the bodies break down, covenant will sustain you. That's how powerful covenants are. Because what kills people is covenant. What breaks body down is covenant. If the church and the all believers will assail and move forward and make covenants, we will hold the body. We will hold our body. So God is bringing you into a place. Sorry, I'm saying this as is in my spirit. Shout hallelujah, because this is his project. So we are looking up to Jesus to announce it. Amen. Jesus told me, no, I'm not sending you to come and preach here. Just come and make prophetic declaration and do an apostolic institution. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. You are entering rest. You are going to be teaching with a new power. Amen. You will operate with a new sight. Amen. You are not going to labor. You are going to labor in rest. Shout hallelujah. I say you are in your sixth day. Entering into your seventh day. Your seventh day will be rest for you. You are entering into the seventh day. On your seventh day, you will wake up to your eighth day. You know, eighth day, God began to plant a garden. That's not a creation. Those are formations. You are going to labor with a stronger energy. You are going to labor with twofold spirit. Shout hallelujah. The spirit. spirit of rest. I said the spirit of rest. All of you, do you agree with me? What did I just say, every one of you? Will function. Authority will rest on your tongue. Heaven will give you a new tongue. Shout hallelujah. God will lay upon you a new body. As you speak, heaven will walk. Father, we thank you. Shout hallelujah. What God showed to me, he said, be careful. This house is already provided for. I said, what do you mean? He said, yes, you know. Before they built the temple, he read the thing. That is the place I wanted to take and read. You were just teaching. That was a teaching I wanted. You taught it already. Shout hallelujah. It's the same spirit. And God said to me, he said, listen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Reverend Ken, you're a son of God's house. Anything that has to do with God, come easy. Houses of God, he funds it himself. These blocks are not human blocks. The desire around that block has nothing to do with human interests. They are not for names. It's soul that will hide there. They are God's project. Those are the building. They are coming in here to be built. And so you think God will not provide for it? Cyrus was a Gentile king. God moved on him to provide gold, silver, wood for the building of the house. Lay the foundation, support it in the building. So they were not looking for gold. They were not looking for money. Because the spirit of building also cometh with provisions. Are you listening to me? Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Reverend, you are going to find this project very easy. Because the spirit of building man is with you. They were comforting. Agai and Zachariah was comforting. They were comforting. Joshua, the son of Daniel. And who's Zachariah? Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. Don't be careful. He said, be encouraged. Be cheerful. Don't worry. You see this house? It will be completed. This place? It will be completed. I went to we there. I told pastor, I said, this place is our home. God just want me to walk up on that place. I tell those we were. I say it's not we. I went to we. It's just it's a prophetic we. Amen. As I my feet, I said we own that place. I will. Everything. Just mention the heaven will do it. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Then the ocean sorrow. This amen. Ah, Ben, you many lands near Motiri. Me, I have seen it. It's many lands of Ubu Motiri. Alata Moa Soko, Motiri, Motiri, Buboile, Ile, Ile Nio, Ile Nio. Are you getting me? People are landing who are lands. And of course, it's also the Kalo Buboile. Many Ile will come here. I say I saw people, all of them wearing red. He said, God say many, many. Some people say, oh, Nigeria, you don't build industry in Nigeria, you don't build chocolate. Do you know human project is better than industry? What are industry for clothes? Clothes they wear. Do we have clothes in Garden of Eden? Hallelujah. It's a lower project. Major project is repair the man that is what that is broken down. So don't ever look down on yourself. The real apostolic ministry is restored to raise back man. He shall send Jesus. when the times of the restitution of all things, which the mouth of the Lord has spoken, those everything Satan stole out of man, they will restore them. Amen. So I said this land is a land of restoration, Amen. Of restitution, Amen. More perfectly. Amen. Are you blessed? Everyone say, I am blessed. Oh, everybody listening to me online, don't let anybody take your place. Hallelujah. I will start from you. You have to begin to sow. Let money begin to enter account now. Not just hear me, because anyone who hear this and respond, I don't want to say I'm not a prosperity preacher. Prosperity preachers gave back to me. Hallelujah. I can't deny them. I'll be a bastard if I deny them. I would deny Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland. They pushed me into the things we are teaching. They helped me got into the everlasting gospel. If I deny them, heaven would deny me. For that they preach prosperity doesn't make them honor. They are not right. A lot of churches, a lot of mouth, a lot of unbelievers speaks against men of God, who by the power of God prospered. Kenneth Copeland found oil in his land. Crude oil. I watched the video. Crude oil. God told him, don't sell it. Use it to power a generator. That will light the whole gold. Where's that? Eagle Mountain. Eagle Mountain is the place used for training and the flight fighter. Fighter jet fighter for Second World War in America. In Fort Worth, Texas. They forgot about it, and then he found it, and he believed God, and so it's a very massive place, Eagle Mountain. It has the airstrips. Then God began to give him planes. What was he teaching? Faith. Faith towards God. For God to move me from that teaching, he took encounter and training. I listened to them. God told me there is a higher faith, son. Shout hallelujah. Amen. For the fact that we have taken the discipline of, you see, our initial trial of not seeing needs met is the pattern of the seed we are handling. The patience of the kind of that seed. Now we are not having trouble with money. Money is following us. Nobody here will beg for money. I say no one will. I say it's true. I say you have angels, dangerous money. Who can snap off a finger? They can bring all the money in Lagos and bring it to you. A terrific angel. Just snap off a finger. Things will begin to come to you. Angels that can move the land, that can move waters. Guys who come, who talk, heaven shakes. Amen. There was a time, because of certain needs, I was looking somewhere else. It took a minister from abroad who warned me. He said, Reverend Kay! He said, please, can I hang it on? A Rema graduate. He told me, you're looking, your angel is angry with you. He said, I saw your angel. And it's true. He said, he's angry with you. He's angry. He said, okay, Reverend Kay, I see. I just saw your angel complaining that I'm not yielding to him. Oh, there's an angel here. Reverend, there's an angel here. We should be sensitive to him. We should be sensitive. The Lord said, I should say to us that we should not think less of God's of God's heart to give to this project. He's already provided for it. Let us say, God, the things you have provided, begin to bring them forth. As you see this land, you see this sun, it won't stop. It won't stop. I said this land will not stop. These blocks will not stop. Other ones are coming. Am I coming? This, as they are raising it, they are bringing it. And this is a spirit walk. It's not, you know, men to say Alujoni is working for some men. We are not, they better than Alujoni, they are working for us. Things that are spiritual. You now know that the spiritual is interested in the natural. Everything. Sorry, have I taken your time? Everything, as you compare to, I get me to the wood, to the chair, to every specification, as we have seen it in this building, here, this model, it shall be supplied. Reverend Busi, right now some people are making up their mind from abroad. People you don't know. People you have never considered. Are you listening? They are making their mind up and they want to sow. They are making up their mind. God begin to wake people. God begin to touch people. God begin to knock hearts of people. Because this, you came at the nick of time. Obedience brought you here. Dealing brought you here. The Lord is with you. Another word the Lord has spoken. I want to ask you, every one of you, can you tell me where the embassy of another nation normally stay in the foreign nation? So you understand why they say you should move to the capital. And what do you call the name of the ministry? So one God wants to, are you seeing this video? Does it look like a church? What does it look like, everyone? This is the picture of the White House. This is how it rises, all of this. So embassy is coming here. So Reverend, this is when the ambassadorial job wants to start. Embassy is here. Embassy will be built here. I say embassy is going to rise up here. That name is about to be fulfilled. Does the embassy suffer? Shout hallelujah. Citizen can suffer, not embassy. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I can see the spirit of giving. I can see the spirit of giving. I know this house will cost us hundreds of millions, nearly a billion. Right now, 1 billion is a baby. Do you see 1 billion as a big project? It's nothing. 1 billion is nothing. Is 1 billion anything to you? No, 1 billion is nothing. Thinking of 1 billion. What is 1 billion? Nigerian senators, they steal 1 billion. Governors steal 1 billion. Anything they can steal is useless. Anything a man can steal is poor. It's not real riches. 1 billion is not equal 5 billion, 10 billion, 20 trillion is not equal one iota of life that you are carrying. And it's inside you. The money has come. I said the money has come. All of us, can we say amen? I said money has come. Ask my wife. I don't like asking. If are you so? Is there anything again? No, I don't even ask her whether money has come. And she doesn't like telling because that's the time I think of something. She doesn't tell me that if you let him know, we're in trouble. I'm like, that's the time I think of something. Shout hallelujah. Maybe we should buy some new things for people, or even for the ministry. She doesn't because she has her own plan. God has given her the anointing to be in charge. So I don't tamper with their money. It's not my money. It's not my concern. Jesus is not together. He's not concerned with water. Amen. Only that she's not Judas. Are you getting me? As for ministry money, God want me, don't take, it's not your nose. Don't, it's not your, are you listening to me? So I don't have, it's not my concern. I have my limitation. I have my place. And my place is to teach the word. That's what I see. So, what do you have? Can you tell me, give me the download of the account that is in the ministry? I don't even remember to ask. But I see that we are moving forward. If it's not me paying salary, you tell me, Reverend, I feel I should increase the salary today. I say, you have faith. Oh. She will increase salary and God will bless the pulse. She will increase salary. I don't know how many times she has increased salary in 1 year. She has faith. God is dealing with her. In fact, the house that we got, she's the one. She just told Pastor Emeka, Pastor Ken, he said, be dancing. Without guitar, without drum, they were dancing. He said, God told me, the house is coming. When I saw the house, I refused the house. I was praying in Reverend Busuiz. I was in one of the rooms. That was when he came in here. I was praying, and Lord, give me. I saw a house I like. And I said, by prayer, if there is loss today, that house is my own. By faith. And do you know what happened, Reverend? You didn't know. I didn't tell you. And God told me, I have answered. But something told me inside, even though answer came, shout hallelujah, it's not the one I desire. And behold, the one I desire never came to pass. And they gave me almost the same design and better than that one. With peace. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. I said there is grace upon you. Eternal Life Embassy. Eternal Life Embassy people. I say, I'm saying to you, there is grace upon you. Yeah. Will you doubt this man of God? No, Eternal Life Ember, I said, there is grace upon you. Amen. I just saw something in Egypt. I saw some, many of you are beginning to own houses. Yeah. Physical house. I'm not talking about spiritual. You know, I said, Father, we thank you for the house spiritually. No, I'm moving to natural now. I said, you're already owning houses. Yeah. I see you buying lands. Shout hallelujah. And things are coming. I see things shaping up. I see things shaping out. I see things redesigning itself. I see landscape expanding. Things are changing. Things are changing. You have come to your season of change. In the next 5 years, this work is not going to be like this anymore. Can we give glory to God? Can we say, Lord, I thank you? I say, no stone will suffer in this house. Every material. David provided enough for the house. Just to build the house. Solomon raised it up. He said, no. What we wanted is more than this. The Lord expanded the vision in the heart of Solomon. And the Lord opened to Solomon world across the sea. Great stones were brought from outside Israel across the sea. Gold came. Silver came. The Bible says silver was like sand. Not so. Or the earth. Gold and silver became like sand. Cedar's wood became like, is this sycamore tree? God will give to this house. And give and give and bring to this house gifts, and there will be more than enough. Are we blessed today? In Jesus' name, we open up this place for the operation of the Spirit. We lit the altar of God here for the ministry of recovering men. I say, Eternal Life Embassy, yay, you weapon of God. Hallelujah. That is being led by a leading priest. Reverend Olabode Busui. I say in the name of Jesus, let the new commission recognize the new change of the vessel. Let the tongue of the minister, let it recognize and see the new change in ministry. Let there be a connection again to the ministry of the high priest in measure that he has never taught before. Let there be a submission in the spirit. Let there be a connection in the spirit for expansion of ministry. Yieldedness. Interpretation of the vision of the head. Let there be that apostolic vision, apostolic commission. Let it be stirred up. I say, you will not become, you no longer small. Go out. Go to the housetop and proclaim the name of the Lord. I say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, under whose this vision is commissioned. I said, today, Let there be the manifestation of the mercy of God, of the full revelation of the life of God. Not just in precept, but also in power, in lines, in ways. Not just in ways. Let there be a power and a spirit of performance. Let him take over this world completely. Performing. Performance. Performing. There shall be a performance of all that the Lord has said. This land is already taken. This land is sanctified. This place has become an altar that will trouble spirit. No enemy shall withstand you. You will beat them down like the toe of a finger. I say you will crush and break down the stature of spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will break and kill kings with six toes. Kings with six fingers. You will kill kings. You will slay Sion, king of Amorites. I say you will slay Gog, even the king of Bashan. Father, we thank you. Great shall be the harvest here. Great shall be the great grace here. You are protected. No evil shall come near thee. You and your wife. You and your wife. We are the mantle. We are the mantle. We are the mantle. In Jesus' name. How many of us are blessed today? Amen. How many of you know already soon? It is done. It is done. Every morning is no call. Oh, what in day, what in bomb? I want to call to present your life by wanting one little point. Oh, wombo. Angel, you what to do? Angel of money is here. Oh, Motoche. Oh, what today? Alala. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, woro. What to one? What to your deal? Oh, 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 oh. Olowo what to do? Olowo what to do, Mori? Olowo what to your day? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ah, people are coming. People are coming. People are coming. God wants to bring people here. This one will tell this one. The other will tell that one. That one will tell that one. That one will now tell them. Then they become five. Five will tell five. Then another five will tell another five. Five will now tell another five. Then 10 will tell 10. 10 will tell 10. 10 will tell 10. Then 10 will tell 10. It becomes 20. 20 begin, brings 20. Then 40 to begin, bring 40. Teto, they will bring one by one. The sheep will call themselves. The people will call themselves. I see many people here. I saw some people here who are so broken down. I just saw. I see God repairing them in an unusual manner. Hallelujah. Those who have been broken down, healing, rebuilding, restructuring, and order. I say God will give you grace. God will take you up and give you vision of men. You have skill to see soul better. In Jesus' name we pray. Olota moloto to lodoto oloto lodo loto elata moloto lodoto molotide alata to roto lodo tede ati lodoto otodo olaya matado oteleto ataleto to atalatoto atito atitito toto moto toti ato tido moti toto ati watoto ati tete to ati sheto ati sheto ati to ati wala tata ototo mototo ati tato tuta etete to moti to sien.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Atidela tito latito, tuwato, 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 to arrange it, to arrange it for a man, angel of projects, projects angel. Yea, even with wisdom of this kind of project. For Jesus sent me. 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 And other angels to come set things even concerning this project. To come set things even concerning this house. To come set things even concerning the intent of Jesus even as pertaining to this house. For we've come even to set things in order. Even things in order that it might not hurt the bread and that it might not hurt the wine. Even things in order that, yeah, my people would not come under pressure. We've come even to bring resources, even to call forth resources, even to make sure that everything that is needed, every resources that is needed, every wisdom that is needed is provided. We've also come even to stop demons, even to stop evil spirits, even to check men, even to put fear in the heart of men, for to allow even for the counsel of Jesus as raising this house be fulfilled. We've come, I've come. For this house must be built even according to the calendar of Jesus, according to timing, according to the allocation of that which has been prescribed even by the Spirit. We've come to walk. We've come to walk. We are here to walk. We will walk with men. We will walk with the builders. We will walk until this house is raised. We'll walk until the roof is put. We'll walk until every stone is laid. We'll walk and we'll walk. We've come to walk. I have come to walk. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me. Even while this walk goes, yes, that I might prosper even in my ministry. Say the angel of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For money, for you see, money will come. Money, 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 money. Even currencies, even different currencies would come. Even different currencies would come. Yeah, currencies will come even from places wherein this world has gone. Currencies will come. Yeah, streams of currencies will come even from places wherein this world has streamed down to. And I would bring blessing upon blessing upon blessing, even upon my people, that they might have to give, that they might have to give. I bring money, 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 many money, many plenty money is coming. Many money, 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 money will come.
I saw some people there battered beyond repair. And I saw churches. Who has done that here? Many people are a member of those churches. And God is saying, He wants to quickly remove them. So we are not going to waste time and bring them here to repair them. They are bleeding. Some of them are bleeding. Some of them are about to go in there. So they've been plundered, broken, wounded. So they are bringing them. And they will be healed here. This is a house of healing. House of blessing. House of grace. In Jesus' name. So everything about supply is done. Can we say amen? Shout hallelujah. Can we give glory to God, everyone? Can we give glory? Can we give glory to God? Can we give glory to God? Worship you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Are we blessed? I greet all of you. Thank you so much. I greet Pastor Bola Bello. Long time have I seen you. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor, have you started your walk now, sir? The Lord will bless you and encourage you and give you grace, sir. Praise God. Thank you. We love you dearly. Please, sir. We love you so much. Yes, sir. Happy to see you face to face. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Finally, I want to say I acknowledge Reverend Lola Gundoye, Reverend Ken. Thank you. Amen. And my wife, I have greeted Pastor Busui already. I came to prophesy to him today. So it's a way of greeting you, sir. Congratulations, sir. It's already done. In Jesus' name. Eshe, sir.
Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. I want to thank the Lord and thank Reverend Scott for the labor. Standing for running to the 130 minutes speaking. We thank everyone. The next phase is going to lay... You're going to lay like two blocks there at that corner. And we thought that as he lays it, I will also put the next one. That we has, our hands have begun it, it also finish it. We believe God that in months from now, the same ends that lay it, we'll come in there and dedicate this building. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said, an angel is at work here to give speed to the work. Maybe just, I don't know, the loop machine that will bring a boot on Reverend. Okay. So all of us may not be able to go down there, but some of the ministers can just be around the corner there. Sorry, Reverend, we'll go into that. You are going to leave the block inside there. You are going to leave the first block. You are a site engineer today. You are a builder, sir. So they have brought kit for you, and Emmet is for you. You are the builder, a builder of Jesus, eh? Can we have the music
in the whole testament? Against an empire, Lord, no state will touch here. No spirit will touch here. No power will touch here. Lord, we made this place, this land has made covenant with heaven. Angels of the Lord, you will come here. You will rise, you will ascend from here and descend here. In the name of Jesus. Covenant shall be made here. Life shall be repaired here. Everlasting life shall be inherited here. This house will be called the house of promises, of both everlasting inheritance and eternal household. It will be a cover during the sun. It will be a shelter during the snow. It shall be a refuge for those who flee. Bless this house with the dew of heaven. Plenty of wine, corn, fat, and oil. In Jesus' most holy name, the name of our high priest, by his new name, this house is commissioned. In Jesus' name. So and this house and so you will go up non-stop. You will not be shaken. Those who come here will have foundation. They will see the cornerstone. They will see the exemplary stone. until they become sure themselves in life and spirit. In Jesus' name.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.